prone to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song's for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day. But where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower. Now
when I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over,
indeed, today is a new day, and it's a new day on Sweet Melodies
94.3.
It ain't easy, but
today's a new
this is from the camp of Kirk Franklin.
But tell me, where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, yo?
Where is the love?
It is time for Generation 419, your favorite children's program on radio.
The truth is,
the title is I Smile. This morning, wherever you are, we want you to smile.
But still,
we want every young person listening to us this morning to smile. And today's program promises to be very exciting and very interesting. My name is Reverend Ike. My guests are prepared, they are smart, and they are ready.
So
tell your friend to tune in to Sweet Melodies 94.3. And the R is Generation 419. Galatians 4:19 says, my little children in whom I travel in birth again unto Christ be formed in you. This is where we open the Bible, learn the word of God, and also have fun. Why don't you join us this morning? Time checked is 6 minutes after 11. Beautiful Saturday morning. Guys, you are welcome to Sweet Melodies 94.3 on Generation 419.
Thank you.
I'm welcoming all of you. I'm not doing it in badges. I said, welcome to Generation 419.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful.
But the Holy Ghost power, y'all.
Came down from heaven.
Hardships, difficulties.
So you at home at a point would like you to call in, and I'm sure you know text and then the WhatsApp number and also the call line. It's 0279-100-600.
Even though
0279-100-600.
I know it's hard right now.
You can send us WhatsApp, you can send a normal text, you can also call us when it's time.
You look better.
Tell us.
But at this point, we are smiling.
New Orleans. Come on.
All right. Guys, welcome once again.
Thank you.
All right. Now I think that your voice has come. All right. So I want you to introduce yourselves, okay? Tell us who you are and where you are calling from. So I'll start with you.
I'm Christabel Mami Inshira-Bry.
Christabel Mami
Inshira-Bry.
Brian. Charlie, your names are long, pal. Are they able to go on your passport? Do you have passport?
Yeah.
You must get passport too. God is about to open a new door in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And we don't want to travel outside in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So Christabel, okay, you respond Christabel. You don't have this Equia, Abena, Ya, that type
Isu.
Of thing. It's AC. AC means you were born on
Sunday.
AC is Sunday. Yes. Say Akosia is also Sunday.
Yeah, I'm a Fanti.
Fanti is AC.
Yeah.
And then the which people is Akosia?
Dekuapim
and Ashanti Saika. Okay. Gentlemen.
My name is Jerry Bwachi Dankwa.
Shall you be fresh guy? Oh. Hey. So let's go and come. And then
my name is Bevelyn Chimel.
Bevelyn. Is it Bevelyn?
No.
What? Say again.
Bevin.
Yes. What does it mean?
Fair lady.
Your color has come. I'm sure that's why they call you Bevin. Okay. How old are you?
I'm 10.
You are 10. Okay. Sweetheart, what's your name?
Get
close to the microphone. Shift the microphone to. Okay. Okay. So come.
Gidel Akumasego.
Gidel.
Akumasego.
All right. Beautiful names here. Christabel, Jerry, Bevin, and Gidel. I hope the names are correct.
Yes.
So where are we coming from? A church. Obviously, we are coming from a church. So what's the name of your church? Christabel, what's the name of your church?
The Apostolic Church of Ghana.
The Apostolic Church of Ghana.
Rehoboth District.
Rehoboth District. Where is the church located?
At Sakaman.
Sakaman. All right. Who? Pillar.
Blue Lagoon.
Why is the place called Blue Lagoon? Do you have a lagoon there? You don't have a lagoon at Sakama?
No.
Well, I know Sakama very well. Okay. So, you are here today. You are welcome once again.
Thank you.
We are happy to have you. I'm happy to have you on Sweet Melodies 94.3.
Thank you.
Then today you are going to help the discussion. You are going to lead the discussion for our friends who are at home to follow and to learn something. Okay?
Okay.
Beautiful. Hi guys, so welcome back. Our topic for discussion this morning is three friends we must avoid. So I'm sure our friends who are at home, they'll be wondering what this topic is about, but I think that we are going to have a very good discussion. Three friends to avoid. And our scripture will be taken from Psalm 1 verse 1. One of us should read from the Bible. Psalm 1 verse 1. I'm sure you came here with Bibles. Okay, so all the time we like to open the Bible. The Bible is actually our manual, so we have to open the Bible to see what the Bible is saying. Psalm 1 verse 1. Someone, who is there? Jerry, you are there.
Yep.
What version of Bible is that?
King James Version.
Okay, that's Kojovi. And then, Christabel, yours is what?
New King James Version.
Bevin, what version of the Bible are you holding? Say again.
Good news.
Okay, so King James, read it, let's go.
Psalm 1, verse 1.
Lift your head and speak.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
The ungodly.
Nor standeth in the way of sinners.
Okay.
Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
Okay. This is Psalm 1, verse 1. Okay, so this is King James. We are hearing standard, seated, fallet, and things. New King James, read.
Psalm 1, verse 1.
Okay.
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Okay.
Nor stands in the path of sinners.
Okay.
Nor sits in the seat of the scornful.
Nor sit in the seat of the scornful. Bevin, read this good news.
Yes.
Okay, so good news will give us a very good understanding. Let's go.
Psalm 1, verse 1.
Okay.
How blessed is anyone who rejects the advice of the wicked,
okay,
and does not take the stand in the path of sinners,
mm-hmm,
sinners tread, nor sit a seat in company with sinners.
Sinners, okay. So before we start, who are friends, or who is a friend? Jerry, let me start with you. Who is a friend?
A friend is a trustworthy person who has a mutual bond or relationship with you.
Say again. Define that again.
A friend is a trustworthy person.
A trustworthy person. So a friend is somebody you trust. Is that not true?
Yes.
Okay. Who does what?
Who has a mutual bond or relationship with you?
So somebody you have a mutual bond. Okay. Mutual means that you share things together. Okay. You agree. Okay.
Yes.
You agree on so many things. That's friend. A friend is somebody you work with. Okay. You have a bond with. Okay. Bevin, do you understand?
Yes.
So this is who a friend is. Christopher, do you have any other definition for who a friend is?
Yes.
Tell us.
A friend is someone you can trust, mm-hmm, and rely on.
Somebody you can trust.
And rely on.
These are wonderful definitions. Bevin.
A friend is a person who is loyal and has many things in common with you.
Charlie, you have brought out the definition part. Somebody who is loyal and who does what?
Has many things in common with you.
So somebody you have many things in common with. So you can, a friend means you eat together, you move together. Okay. Sometimes you attend the same school,
yes,
same church. What else do you do together as friends? You play together, yes. Gidel. You read with your friends. Yes. What class are you in?
Class 2.
You're in class 2. So you read with your friends. Do you share your snacks with your friends?
Sometimes.
Beautiful. Now I'm sure we all have friends. Why is it important to have friends? Why are friends important? Christopher, why are friends important?
To support you both physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
Emotionally means what?
When you are sad or you are down.
Then this is your friend who come in. Have you been down before where a friend came through to you?
Yes.
Do you have a friend?
Yes, I
can have you mention friend. His name or her name here?
Dorothy.
She's called Dorothy. Okay. Dorothy, if you are listening to us, wadi, shout out. Christabel is saying that you are her friend. Okay. So emotionally, the person stands by you if you are sad.
It comforts you.
The person comforts you. What are some of the things the person tells you if you are sad?
Tells you that
it's okay. Don't mind them. Whoever made you sad, don't mind the person.
Or when you have an exam report,
mm-hmm,
and you didn't do well.
Okay.
A friend can encourage,
mm-hmm,
you.
Yeah, go deeper. This is the one I'm looking for. So your friend will encourage you.
That you can do it next time.
You can do better. Jerry, why is it important to have friends?
Friends guide us when we go astray.
Our friends are supposed to guide us when we go astray. But as children, is that what happens? Do we have our friends guiding us? Our friends guiding us? You, Jerry, do you guide your friends?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a personal question. Do you guide your friends? How do you guide them?
By helping them to avoid bad people who would influence them.
All right, so the scripture we just read in Psalm 1, verse 1, okay, we spoke about the fact that there are three people over there. Okay, so let's fish them out. Three people that we are supposed to avoid. We can have a lot of friends, but when these people come, we must be very careful and not to move with them. So, Chris, I like your version. Read your version again.
Psalm 1, verse 1.
Psalm 1, verse 1. So let's all listen and fish out those three people.
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Blessed is the man, take your time. Blessed is the man who does what? Who walks not in the counsel of the
ungodly.
So what's the first friend here we must avoid?
Ungodly.
The ungodly. If you are home, take your Bible, pen and notebook and start writing. So number one, we are supposed to avoid the ungodly friend. the ungodly friend. We will open the phone lines very soon so that you can also contribute. So we are avoiding number one, the ungodly friend. Number two.
Nor sit in the path of sinners.
Nor sit in the path of sinners. What's the second friend we must avoid?
Sinners.
We must avoid number one, the ungodly friends. Number two, we must avoid sinners. And then?
Nor sit in the seat of the scornful.
Or sit in the seat of the
scornful.
Who is an ungodly friend? Who is an ungodly friend? Bevin, can you help us? Yes.
An ungodly friend is someone who doesn't fear God.
An ungodly person is somebody who doesn't fear God. I think it's clear. Yes. An ungodly. Godly means
fear God.
You fear God. Ungodly. Advantage, disadvantage, godly, ungodly. So if you are ungodly, it means that you have nothing to do with God.
Yes.
I think it's clear. We don't need to go. Jerry,
yes.
Do you have any other?
Yes.
An ungodly person. Who is an ungodly person? An ungodly friend.
An ungodly friend is a person that has a negative impact on your life.
Tell you, you are bringing out the words today, pa. Your school is international school. There's international by the name of your school.
Yes.
That's why. That's why. So somebody who has a negative impact. So you at home, I'm sure you are listening to us by now. You should see your friends that are ungodly, those that are sinners, those that are scornful. You say so that you avoid them. Okay. The word is avoid. Okay. Avoid means that you are going to hit the wall. But you can decide to change your direction. You are avoiding it. Okay. You are not supposed to fight it. You are not supposed to remove it. You are just supposed to avoid. Just look for an alternative. Okay. All right. So what are the characteristics of an ungodly friend? Christabel, one characteristic of an ungodly friend.
They have an uncontrolled anger.
Uncontrolled anger. Wow. Somebody who is an ungodly person has an uncontrolled anger. Anger. Explain.
Any simple thing that can be solved, they make it hard for you.
They keep pushing it.
Yes.
They keep they talking about it. Wow. That's an ungodly person. The person doesn't have God, so that's what the person does. Jerry, an ungodly friend, one characteristic of an ungodly friend.
They have bad behavior.
Bad behavior. Bad, very bad behavior. What does it mean?
It means that they engage in
stealing,
drug abuse.
Do you know any of your friends who steal?
No.
Yeah, your friends are they are all bishops. They are pastors. They don't do such things.
Yes.
Wow, Charlie, congratulations, Baron. One characteristic of an ungodly friend.
They are not content with what they have.
They are not content with what they have. What you just said brought a scripture to mind. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. 1 Timothy 6, 6. Somebody should open to that and let's see if we can read. So if you have just tuned in, this is Sweet Melodies 94.3. And this is Generation 490, where the young people gather to open the Bible, learn from the Bible, and also to have fun. And today we are talking about three friends we must avoid. Our foundational scripture is Psalm 1, verse 1. Christabel, are you there? 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 6. What does it say? 1 Timothy 6, 6. I hope it's correct. What does it say? Read.
Now godliness is contentment in is great gain.
Godliness with contentment is great gain. Jerry, read yours and let's hear what it says.
Timothy chapter 6, verse 6.
1 Timothy 6, verse 6. Okay.
But godliness
speak into the mic so that we can hear.
But godliness with contentment is great again.
Is great gain. But godliness with contentment is great gain. Bevin, you want to read? What does it say?
Some people have missed the way to these things and turned to empty speculation.
Hey. This version there is different from what we are reading. Anyway, so are you sure it's 1 Timothy 6, 6? 1 Timothy. You are not reading the writing. But there must be contentment in it. There must be contentment somewhere. Gidela, are you there? Have you found it? What's your version?
But the ungodliness with contentment is great gain.
But godliness with contentment is great gain. So, Bevin, you are talking about the fact that ungodly people are not content. What does it mean?
They don't accept what they have.
They don't accept what they have. They always want what others have. They don't appreciate what they have. Okay. So any other characteristic of an ungodly person? So these are the things we must find out, or if you notice them in a friend, then you know that this person is an ungodly person. Okay, somebody who is not content, somebody who gets angry easily, somebody who doesn't have God in his life or her life. What else? Somebody you mentioned that
uncontrolled
anger, Jerry.
And bad behavior.
Bad behavior. All right, bad behavior. Bevin, Gidel, in the characteristic of an ungodly person. They don't obey. Say it loudly so that we can hear you.
They don't obey the commandments of God.
They don't obey the commandments of God. So obviously, if the person is ungodly, anti-God, the person doesn't retain God in his life, obviously the person will not obey the commandments of God. So these are the characteristics. These are the behaviors of somebody who is ungodly. So the first type of friend we want to avoid in our lives as young people is who?
An ungodly friend.
Totally. Anybody who is ungodly, anybody who doesn't do anything that has God in it. Okay, your behavior, your anger, your day-to-day life, there is no God in it, then we are avoiding you. What's the second person we must avoid?
Sinners.
Psalm 1 verse 1. Sinners. The first one is an ungodly person. The second one is a sinner. Who is a sinner? Let me start with you, Gidel. Who is a sinner?
A sinner is someone who doesn't obey God's commandments and does the wrong thing.
A sinner is somebody who doesn't obey God's commandments and does the wrong things. Wow. 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 Look, is your mother listening to us? You think so? Mommy, if you are listening to us today, do you like pizza? Pizza and what? What? Say so that mommy can hear what she will start planning to buy the thing before you get home. Pizza and what?
Chicken.
Pizza and chicken.
Yeah.
Mommy, please, today you have to get us pizza and chicken because the answers are coming well. Okay, so somebody who does the wrong thing, that's a sinner. That's a sinner. Bevin, who is a sinner?
A sinner is someone who does things that does not please God.
Somebody who does things that do not please God. That's correct. Jerry, who is a sinner?
A sinner is someone whose ways does not please God.
Whose ways does not please God. Wow. Charlie, you guys are good, pal. Who is a sinner? Christabel.
A sinner is someone who goes contrary to God's commandments.
Somebody who goes contrary to God's commandments. Yes, so if God has given that certain commandment, let's say the Ten Commandments, and then you are doing something contrary to that, it means that you are doing something different from what God has said. You are a sinner. You have sinned. You have sinned. Do God like sinners?
No.
Why? But you, do you like sinners?
No.
Okay, you said what? You want them to
come to heaven.
God wants them to come to heaven. So God doesn't like them. He wants them to change and come to heaven. I think that's correct. God wants all of us to come to heaven. So, but he wants us to change. He wants Chris. Yes, sinners. Talk to us about sinners.
They steal. They lie. And they insult. And their ways are immoral.
What is immorality? Immoral. So you are bringing the words out. You to your school, there's international at the end.
It's Montessori.
This the Montessori and then the international. The other one that we went, you know, is different. It's different. But I mean, by your school, is there international on it? There's no international. Just the normal names. Talib, you guys are blessed. You guys are blessed. You are giving me the right answers. I'm enjoying the discussion this morning. So if you're at home and you are listening to us, I want you to... The messages have started coming. I want you to send us a message. Okay, we are talking about three friends you must avoid. Send your messages to 0279-100600. Send us a text. Send us a WhatsApp. Okay, we'll read it. We'll read it on it, and very soon we'll be opening the phone line so that you can contribute. We're also live on Facebook on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM. Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM. 0279-100600. Okay, so we are talking about three friends we must avoid. The first friend or the first person is
an ungodly friend.
An ungodly person. Listen, there is nothing an ungodly person can do to help you. Rather, that person would destroy your life. Okay, an ungodly person. Wherever you meet an ungodly person, run away. One way to avoid somebody is to run away. Okay, just to run. Run away from the person. Avoid. I explained the meaning of the word avoid. Avoid means that if you can, change your location, change your direction, change. Don't go near. The second person is?
A sinner.
Okay. And the last person in that scripture is who?
A scornful.
Who is a scornful? That's a big word. A scornful. Who is a scornful person? Okay, so let me go to Gideon. Gideon is a scornful person.
A scornful person is someone who laughs at other people.
Somebody who laughs at other people.
Yes.
Wow. Bevin, when we say a scornful person, what does it mean?
A scornful person is someone who is envious of other people.
Jerry?
A scornful person is a proud person who does not respect others and sees others to be foolish.
Wow. Charlie, say that definition again. This definition is an international definition.
A scornful person is a proud
vetted by
person
FDA.
Who does not respect others and
somebody
sees
who
others
does not respect others
and sees others to be foolish.
And see them as foolish people.
Yes.
Wow. Chris, a scornful person.
Someone who lacks respect.
Somebody who lacks respect. Just a umbuadier.
And obedience and lack manners.
Lack manners. He doesn't have courtesy. Laughs at people. Somebody who sees others as foolish. Charlie, this discussion, we have to write a book on it too. Charlie, you are giving me the points. So our children in the studio this morning are from the Apostolic Church.
Apostolic Church of Ghana,
Rehoboth District at Sankama. If you're around Sankama, is there a police station there? Because Ghana, every church is around a police station. So, is there a police station or a choba? Somebody doesn't fry yam around the church.
No.
They don't sell a brunica here. They don't sell anything. No, describe the area well. Get there, say the thing. You know, you. They sell watches. Why are you both not saying the thing? They sell watches. Please say it in the microphone so that Uncle Bisa, please help her.
They sell watches.
Yeah. Hey, but why are you both not saying the thing? Oh, watch it. Like, what time? What time does the watching person comes?
She comes after first service.
After first service?
Yes.
Have you eaten that watch before?
Yes.
Is it nice?
Yes.
So tomorrow if I come to your church, you buy some for me. Is that nice watch like this, that Willie and this type of things?
Yes.
It's very good. Well, every church is either by a police station, cocoa seller, watch seller, or taxi rank or something. There must be some location near your church. There's a taxi rank. You know that. Are you from a different place?
How are you from this?
But they are not describing the thing well. You born now, you're in class 2, you are giving me the real direction. Christopher, are you saying there's nothing around the church? Don't you have watch a seller by the church?
Yeah.
So why didn't you say it? Don't you have taxi rank at the... You have taxi rank?
Yes.
Jerry, there's something else.
There's yes.
What?
There's a shop in front of our church.
Shop?
Yes.
Where they sell drinks and
beer. They sell beer cooler.
Yes.
There's church shop.
Yes.
I want people to get a direction well, so that if you are in and around Sakama, you want to attend. So the Sunday service, Sunday school. When does the church start?
8.
After
first service.
No.
7.
When the adults start.
When they start, and then you. Okay. So I have a text message here. This one is from teacher Christian. He says that, well done, children, good discussion. And then I also have this one. This one says that, it's a very long one. It's a great Bible discussion with insightful revelation. I'm so blessed listening to the program. God bless the kids. Rehoboth Church, Pastor David Lam. Is it Lamprey or Lamptey?
Lamptey.
He's your pastor?
Yes.
Pastor David Lamptey.
Yes.
He's our pastor.
Yes.
Wow. He says that the Sunday school and then the entire church. Reverend Nikki, God bless you and promote this program. You are blessed. Cry more grace more grace for good work. Shalom. Okay, so this is also a different person also saying that more grace for good work. This is from Alfred in Bawi. All right, so keep your messages coming, 0279-100600. So we're talking about a scornful person, and we talk about, so what are the characteristics of an scornful person? So did we say somebody who doesn't respect anybody, who lacks manners? Jerry, you want to say something?
Yes.
Yes.
Someone who is envious of others.
Somebody who is envious of others. What does it mean?
When you have something, so the person gets jealous and also wants to have the same thing.
Wow. Bevin.
Some of them are idolaters.
They are idolaters. What does that mean?
They worship other gods.
They worship other gods. Last week on this program, some people came here and we spoke about not worshiping other gods. And we established last week that even television can be a god. Anything that takes the place of God in your heart is a god. So sometimes mobile phones. Gideon, do you have mobile phone? You don't have mobile phone. Bevin, do you have mobile phone?
Yes.
You are on social media. People follow you.
No.
So when we close, you give us your social media handles. Jerry, do you have mobile phones?
Yes.
Mobile phone?
Yes.
Does it take the place of God?
No.
It doesn't. Okay. All right. Now, these friends, do you want to say something again about the scornful person? Who has something to tell us about the scornful person? Yes, Bevin.
They are ungodly.
But I think that one of the things that runs through these three people is ungodliness. That they don't fear God and they don't also respect human beings. Okay. So it's like there are some similarities among these type of friends. And we can see some of these traits in our friends. Some friends at school, all right? School friends. Even some church friends. Gideon, you want to say something? Yes.
I have a friend at my school.
Mm-hmm.
He always bullies the students in the class.
Hey! How does he do it?
He sometimes tells lies about people.
Wow. So such a person, somebody who tells lies about others, what type of friend is that? Is he a sinner, or ungodly person, or a scornful person? Gideon, you have to answer this. Is a sinner?
Yes.
Sinner, dear, is true. It's true. It's only sinners who do that. Now, why must we avoid these friends? Why must we avoid these friends? Quickly, so that we wrap up. Why must we avoid these friends?
So that we don't go astray.
So that we don't go astray. God doesn't want us to go astray. All right, even our parents, they don't want us to go astray. Okay, the moment you go astray, you have broken the heart of your parents. Yes, the moment you go astray, because our parents are investing heavily in us. So the moment we go astray, we have broken their hearts. Why must we avoid them? Okay, Bevin.
It's because they corrupt good manners.
They corrupt. Is that a scripture like that? You have just mentioned a scripture. I think you have just mentioned it's a scripture. I think it's 1 Corinthians 5, 15 verse 33. Or see. Yes, read it and let's see. And you must also know the scriptures. Okay, it's very important. Because when you hear certain phrases, it should tell you that it's a scripture. You are there. 1 Corinthians, yes.
1 First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33.
Okay.
Be not deceived.
Be not deceived. It means don't be deceived. That King James, that's how King James talks. So be not deceived.
Evil communications corrupts good manners.
Evil communication, evil talking, evil discussions, okay, evil associations, they corrupt good manners. All right. So you are not a bad girl, you are not a bad boy, but because you are associating with a bad girl or a bad boy, suddenly that person corrupts you. Do you understand? And negative always has effect quickly than good. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
If you multiply any positive number by a negative number, the result is negative. Do you see it?
Yes.
Yeah. Or they didn't teach you that in maths.
They did.
Yeah, I mean, I like maths. I like statistics very much. So any number you multiply by negative, the answer is always negative. If you multiply 100, positive 100, okay, times negative 1, the answer is negative. Do you understand? So it tells you how powerful negative things affect us quickly. Okay, so it is one of the reasons we must not associate with this type of people. All right. I want to open the phone line so that we can receive calls from at least two of our friends. Our time is up. If you are listening to us, you want to call, okay, you can call us on 0279-100600. 0279-100600. All right. We are getting a lot of messages. Let me read what this one says. That a great show. How old are these kids? How old are these kids? Christopher, how old are you?
I'm 13.
13.
Years.
Jerry?
12.
12. Bevin?
10.
10. Gidel, you are 10.
7.
7. So you can. We have a caller. We have a call. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Good morning. You are first caller. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Please, your name and where you are calling from.
Okay, my name is
Mrs.
Dorothy
Bashidankwa. Oh, Mrs. Dorothy. Gidel, is that your mother?
Who is my...
Jerry, that's your mother?
Yes.
Oh, mommy, we are pleased. We are pleased. We are happy you have called him.
I just want to say we are so proud of them. Or they've really done well. Thank you for this opportunity.
God bless you, mommy. God bless you, mommy.
God bless the good work you
have. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you, mommy. Child, today there you eat pizza. Oh. Today, dear Lila, if you go now, you have to collect your pizza. So this one says that another message. Wow, this is nice. It's like good coaching and training. God bless all the Sunday school teachers of Riobo District. Wonderful, wonderful. I mean, these are good testimonies to hear. I mean, our friends who are listening. This one says, I'm Joshua Nana Danso. May God bless them all. We have a caller. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Please, your name and where you are calling from.
Please, my name is Teacher Nat, calling from Odoko.
Teacher Nat from Odoko. Teacher Nat.
Yes.
We are listening to you.
Okay, I'm also a member of the Apostolic Church.
Hey.
Assembly.
You are from Glory Land.
No, Promised Land.
Promised Land. Assembly. Where is Promised Land?
At
Odoko Adi Junction. I thought the promised land that God promised the Israelites, the one that.
No.
Charlie, we are listening to you.
I want to thank all of them for a very good job done.
Amen.
They really made the church proud. And then I want to thank their district leader, Teacher Bismarck, too.
Wow.
For such great opportunity.
Teacher, they know you, Patch, and they say they are giving you shout out.
and then Teacher Chris,
wow, God bless you so much for calling
Amen.
In. God bless
Amen.
You for calling Amen. In. All right. All right, so guys, I find our words to our friends who are listening to us. I'll start with you, Christabel.
You should stay away from these three friends you've mentioned, the ungodly, the sinners, and the scornful. So that will not disobey God's commandments.
Wow. Jerry,
we must avoid these friends if we want to go to heaven.
We must avoid these friends. We have a caller. Hello, good morning.
Hello. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yes, please, I'm calling from A-Lang. Name is Steve.
You are calling from A-Lang?
Yes, Santa Maria.
Santa Maria A-Lang. Okay. Please, your contribution. Your name, please. Please say again.
Chief.
Your name is Chief?
Yes, please.
Wow. Well, are you the chief of the area?
Certainly not. <I'm laughs>
Like, I want a land around Ilang, so since you are the chief, I think, okay. Please, your contribution.
Yes, my contribution is that the show is very, very wonderful.
Wow.
I really like the show.
Wow.
And what I want to say is that God bless you and the children.
Amen.
And please, you know something?
No, please.
I want to say this thing to encourage you. And then similar programs like this should be organized, if not even at your station. Because recently I was watching a certain video from outside Ghana.
Mm.
Samples of individuals were up.
Mm.
No. Or regarding their religion.
Wow.
What was so wonderful and so mind-boggling was people who said they were Christians, the same basic questions were asked.
Mm. Mercy. Religion. Mercy.
I'm telling you.
Mm.
So if we can start with and do something like this to them, think Ghana is being touted as a Christian nation.
Amen.
By 10, 20 years later, it's not.
That's true. That's true. Chief, God bless you so much. God bless you so much for your contribution. So, Jerry, you said that if we want to go to heaven, we must avoid these friends. Bevin, your final words to our friends?
We should choose our friends wisely.
We should choose our friends wisely. If you have WhatsApp, I think you can use this as your status for the day. Choose your friends wisely. Gidel?
Yes.
Yes, please. Charlie, today you are the woman of the match. Charlie, you've won the show today. Tell us your final words to our friends who are at home listening to us.
I'll tell them that they should listen to good friends instead of bad friends.
Mm.
Not become bad.
Wow. Wow. So they're saying that we should choose good friends instead of bad friends, and so that when we choose good friends, we become good people. I want to give you 1 minute, all right, to give shout out to our friends, to give your greetings to. All right, so Christabel, mention two people you want to give shout out to.
A shout out to my parents for encouraging me and supporting me.
Wow.
And also give shout out to Dorothy.
Charlie, this is your friend. Dorothy, wherever you are, we are giving you shout out to your parents. If you don't give shout out to your parents, dear, today if you get to, you sleep outside. Jerry.
I would like to give a shout out to my parents.
Yeah, because your mother just called. She says there is some Hollandia be waiting for you.
For supporting me.
Okay.
And also a happy birthday to my little sister.
Your little sister's birthday is today?
Yes.
Where is the party at? We are not doing party or tomorrow we should come to church. How old is she?
Today she's turning 8.
8 years?
Yes.
Wow. Wow. Okay. And shout out to your parents. Happy birthday to your sister and your last person.
And then hello to my older sister.
Your elder sister. Okay. All right.
I'd like to give a shout out to my parents and my friends at Rising Star Montessori.
Rising Star Montessori. Okay. You there?
I'd like to say hello to my friends listening to the radio station as well. I'm talking.
Mm-hmm. And who again? Two people.
And I'd also like to talk to my school prefect.
Talk to your school prefect. Who is this? Your school? Does she worry people?
No.
She's just a good person. Okay.
Her name is called Irama.
Irama. Irama. Irama. Irama. Okay.
Oseini Mako.
Okay. That's a school prefect.
Yes.
Okay. Is she aware you are coming here?
Yes.
Is she aware you are on radio today?
Yes.
Is she listening?
I don't know.
Okay. And then your parents?
I would like to say hello to my mom at home who wants to listen to the radio station whilst
you are talking. Yes, yes, that's good. That's good. Guys, God bless you so much for coming. It's a pleasure having you on Sweet Melodies 94.3 and on Generation 490. I'm pleased. I've enjoyed the discussion this morning. God bless you so much. So we just heard from our children from the Apostolic Church of Ghana, that is the Rehoboth district at Sankama. Worship, worship. Only you deserve my- Charlie, you can tell that the children, they are very, very deep. Very, 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 very deep. And so if you're listening to us, your church is there, your Sunday school, your children's church is there. I mean, it's a very good opportunity to reassess yourself again and find out whether you are trying also to do something.
Lord, you've been so good to me.
I'm still in the studio. My name is Reverend Ike, and the station is still Sweet Melodies 94.3, and it is Generation 419.
We will praise your name,
oh, oh, oh. This is called Joyful Noise from the camp of Eben. All right, so I have in the studio also a very good friend of mine. He's here. We have a very wonderful discussion. Pastor Frank, you are welcome. Pastor Eugene, you are welcome. Hey, Charlie, sorry.
So,
Reverend, Pastor, you are welcome.
Thank you very much, Reverend. So, Reverend, I was wondering, yeah. I mean, you've been on radio for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you have a radio name?
Charlie.
You should have a radio name.
Charlie, my parents have to do christening for me and give me a radio name. Or you can give me one. I'll be glad. Charlie, you are welcome to Generation 419.
Thank you very much, Reverend.
Charlie, happy to see you again. It's been a long time.
Oh, it's been a while. Hey. I was so happy when I met you earlier, but to see you again is nice.
The last time I saw you was when I came to do the MC at your wedding.
Yes, I remember. Everybody remembers. You are the best MC ever.
Charlie, God bless you so much. What do we have this morning? Why are we here?
Reverend,
you came to visit me. Charlie, we hear Shomcom is coming up.
Shomcom is coming. Is here
again.
It's next week.
Hooray! Hooray! Is here again.
It's here again, and it's wonderful. Wow. I mean, when I hear about Shomcom, I mean, the children are excited. Oh, I mean, back in the Kodesh, we were trying to register. And every Sunday, every time you are gathering, you see the children trooping to just to register.
Wow.
So Shomcom is here.
Our friends who are listening, quickly, our time is limited. Okay. What is Shomcom? What is Shomcom to a certain generation who are hearing Shomcom, who don't know what Shomcom means? What is Shomcom?
Okay, so Shomcom means saved homecoming.
Okay.
So, you know, in the UD, we have saved churches.
Okay.
So usually, once in a year, we all gather.
All right.
And by the grace of God, we have been gathering at the ABMTC Mampong campus for some time now. Mm. So now it's camp. So we all go there. And usually it's the children and the young adults.
Wow.
We have fun. So people from the U.S., people from various African countries.
So Abrochip people are coming.
Oh, Abrochip people
Amanoni people are arriving. What is the date? What is the date? This year, what's the date?
21st of September to 24th.
21st is a Thursday, and
yes.
I think that's holiday. It's supposed
Thursday
to be a holiday.
Yes, a holiday.
Is it confirmed? Or it's
confirmed.
You are the Interior
Ambrose
Minister.
Ambrose Derry confirmed it.
Honorable Ambrose Derry.
Sorry, Honorable Ambrose Derry.
The way you say Ambrose Derry is
like my mate.
It's a
forgive.
Honorable, we are sorry. Please forgive me, sis.
Forgive me, right?
Charlie, so 21st to 24th.
So 24th is September. A Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a Sunday.
So we are coming back on Sunday.
On Sunday, yes.
So we are going to the mountains
on Thursday. Yes.
All right. Registration, is there registration?
Yeah,
how much is it?
Yes.
Who are we registering to? A number to call? Something.
Yeah, there's a number. So registration and transportation is 280 cedis for the Kodesh.
Registration actually is how much?
200 cedis.
200 cedis.
Yes.
So if I'm from Run for Your Life Chapel International, can I come? I'm not in the UD. I'm from Run for Your Life Chapel International.
Oh, you can come.
Holy Spirit Faith Chapel.
Oh, if you are from Gubligom International Church, you're also invited.
We're invited.
You are invited.
So registration is actually how much?
200 Ghana cedis.
200. Cool 200. Cool. What 200. Does it include?
It includes accommodation.
Why are the children paying 200? Accommodation.
Feeding.
Feeding.
You know, with children, they eat morning. Okay. afternoon and evening.
So it means all that we are going to feed them morning afternoon time we are going to be at.
Once you are there, you are eating. And I mean, using the equipment, the facilities, the horse and everything. Okay. It's all inclusive.
So accommodation, feeding, and would there be t-shirts?
Yes, there will be t-shirts.
The t-shirt is part of the registration.
It's part of the registration.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you say it's open to anybody.
It's open to every
young person.
Every young person from the ages of 7.
Okay. 7 years.
Yeah, seven years.
And above.
And above. But I mean, if you are 25, you can come.
If you are 25, you can.